Answers to Each Other's Prayers. I was finishing my mission in the Illinois-Chicago South Mission when I received special permission to visit a previous area and have dinner with the Tramillo family. I had served in their ward for a whole year and had grown close to them. During dinner, Brother Tramillo encouraged me to share at least one message of happiness on my way home. He said the Lord would put someone on my flight who would need my help. I promised him that I would. From that time to the time I left Chicago, I was also praying to receive confirmation that the Lord would accept my sacrifice of serving as a full-time missionary. 3 weeks later, I boarded the plane that would take me home. As I approached my seat, the person in the seat next to mine looked up. "No way," she said. "I can't believe it." My first thought was, "Great, she hates Mormons." When I sat down, she told me that her name was Kelly and that she was a recent convert. She expressed how happy she was that a missionary was sitting next to her. Kelly told me that the last person she had sat next to was anti-Mormon and unkind in how she expressed her opinion of Kelly's newfound faith. Kelly was distraught and had questions. She'd been praying for answers and comfort. I said a prayer in my heart and testified of the truth of the gospel and of God's love for his children, including her. I told her about the advice I had received from Brother Tramillo. I said that God had prepared this special moment just for her. With tears in her eyes, Kelly thanked me. She also said, "I can tell that you were a good missionary and that the Lord accepts your sacrifice." At that moment, I felt God's deep love for me. It was my turn to cry. With tears in my eyes, I thanked Kelly and told her that she had been an answer to my prayer. I answered a few more of her questions, and we exchanged email addresses. Our flight landed, and we waved goodbye as she walked to her next flight. I will always be grateful that Heavenly Father was willing to bless us in such a tender way. By Levi Kempton, Arizona, USA. End of the article, Answers to Each Other's Prayers, read by Scott Christopher.